Pat Johnston is in studio, Art Lewis, and this is After the News. Yes. You know what this means. You know what it's time for.
Probably something perfect, I would think.
I think so. Might be.
he says so, perhaps, very confidently.
Yeah. Well, after I hear it, I'll decide whether Art's awesome assumptions come into play.
Yes, after Thursdays on the 8:30 news on WSGW on your morning team show, it is time.
It's now time for the most exciting and prestigious 2-plus minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. After an abnormally subpar week of prognosticating, I promised you that I would dust myself off and return to vintage form last week. So, how did I fare? Let's go to the tape.
Give me MSU over Rutgers 40-17.
How about a flea flicker? Ford, he's got him again! Look at this! It's Naylor with three long touchdowns in the first half!
Expect a close one. Give me Michigan over Nebraska 29-27.
Michigan coming with pressure. They throw the long ball down the sideline. Ball is incomplete. It's over.
Michigan
will win the football game.
Well, isn't that special?
Give me the Vikings over the Lions 26-23.
Joseph to give the Vikings the lead back. It's up there. It's out there. And this time it's through. As time expires. And the Vikings are going to win this game.
Oh, no. Not again.
Yes, it did happen again. Another perfect week of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications. And on top of that, I almost gave you a near-perfect score in that Michigan-Nebraska game. Michigan is 6-0. MSU is 6-0. So we're just 2 weeks away from what could be a galactical showdown of two unbeaten teams in East Lansing. That is, if both teams stay undefeated. And then, there's the Lions. Stan Campbell is getting a crash course of what it's like to experience football futility as the Detroit Lions coach. Week after week after week. So my record improves to 18-4. I'm quite pleased with that record, but I'm not fully satisfied. I can give you another week of perfection. And no, not perfectly bad like Urban Meyer. Hey, to all you Ohio State Buckeye fans out there, at least you sold your soul for a national championship. Good for you. Here are my picks. In college football, the 10th-ranked Michigan State Spartans hit the road for the second straight time as they'll battle the Indiana Hoosiers with kickoff at noon. Now, the Spartans must remain focused heading into their bye week as the Hoosiers' offense will try to take advantage of MSU's suspect pass defense. Regardless, the Spartans will physically dominate this one, and if the Hoosiers stack the box to stop Heisman candidate Kenneth Walker III, then quarterback Peyton Thorne will have a field day throwing the rock. MSU will go into its bye week 7-0 and enjoy a week's rest heading into Michigan week. Give me MSU over Indiana 38-24. Number 8 Michigan is off this week, so I'm heading to the NFL where the Cleveland Browns host the undefeated Arizona Cardinals at 4 p.m. Now, the Cardinals are the last remaining undefeated team in the league, and they're a good team, but after Cleveland somehow gave away that game against the Chargers last week, I expect the Browns will be hungry for a win at the Dog Pound. Give me the Browns over the Cardinals 33-26. And finally, your first overall draft pick contending Detroit Lions host Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals at Ford Field this Sunday. The Lions are competing, despite the fact that they seem like they're suffering season-ending injuries to key players each and every week. And Vegas seems to believe the Lions can keep this game close against the Bengals, who lost a tough game against the Packers. I expect the Bengals to start flat, but in pure Lions fashion, Detroit finds a way to lose as Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase scores a late touchdown to send the Lions to 0-6. Give me the Bengals over the Lions 29-27. So I've got MSU over Indiana, the Browns over the Cardinals, and the Bengals over the Lions. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Perfect again.
I know.
However, yeah. However, this week's predictions.
Yes.
I agree with all of the wins. I do not agree with how the Lions are going to lose, though. History has told us it will not be a touchdown. It will be a field goal in the last minute of play.
Hey, they've done it twice already. Might as well do it a third time.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And over 50 yards, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. Maybe even a record. Who knows?